Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, in December 2019, we are just going to take a nice, quiet, casual evening to talk about Christmas stories. What is the meaning of Christmas? What are we really looking at these days? Has our perspective changed as we've aged? Or has it still stayed the same? And maybe we might be missing something, or maybe we're seeking and we're saying there has to be something so much more to the meaning of Christmas. Tonight, my guest is Eugene St. Martin, Jr., and his book is Christmas Stories and More by E.C. And it's really important to be able to say, what is our current perspective? What are we really thinking about? What are we really taking to bat each year and saying, let's pull out the old, decorations. We put them up. We say, this is our Christmas. What is it really truly all about? Eugene, it's such a pleasure to have you with us here. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Eugene, don't you think that when we look at your book, Christmas Stories, you really share each page, it shares a reflection of a different time in your life where you said, what is it all about? Don't you think we never ask the question anymore?
Sometimes I still feel it, the pressure of, getting the gifts and everything, kind of the pressure of the shopping and everything.
Right.
But in part maybe because I'm kind of tight. So what I would kind of stop back and say, what is this all about? What is Christmas really all about? Would Jesus really want us to be like that, to be worked up so much?
Right.
So I would go and write a story about Christmas and what it might mean, what it really means. And I would write this story and I would give it to my family and friends. That was my Christmas gift.
Yeah.
I'd seen something years ago where people in like Switzerland or something made presents with their hands, and they gave that as a Christmas gift, something from themselves to someone. So part of it's like that, and part of it's like I say, maybe stepping back and seeing just what is Christmas really, really all about. That's all.
I think when we look at it, I'm in my 60s and I have 4 kids, and a lot of times, we truly struggled. I was a single parent going to school, working many of the decades, and we look back and I can remember giving my kids a box of sugary cereal for Christmas because the entire year I would never buy things like that, In other words, it was something special, and I think we never quite looked at it as how many things were under the tree or maybe, several years there, we didn't have anything. So we would just take something we had and gift it to them, like maybe a piece of jewelry or maybe our favorite book. We would give it to our child, or one child would give it to the other child. In other words, we really shared our treasures amongst ourselves. Don't you think really when we're talking about Christmas, we say, are we looking at the outside projection of it, or are we truly looking at why are we really here in the first place, right?
Right. And those things that you did are probably things you're going to really remember about Christmas. They're
right.
your family traditions, your family things that you do. And it's also, I think, my thoughts this past year on Christmas are, it's more like when you give a present to another person. I think I read it in a book, I'm sure. But when you give a present to another person, you're being present to that person for a moment.
And
that's really important, I think. you know, and it's for that moment you're present. You know, we when we go to birthday parties, we bring presents to the person who's having the birthday. Mm-hmm. And so in a way, that's what I think some of this present business was at Christmas, is we're giving presents to Jesus, but we're giving presents to Jesus and other people. And every person, there's God, and we're given a moment to do that, you know? And,
right.
Yeah, that's what I believe, you know, in a way. That's one kind of way of looking at it. I always got, I'm afraid I gave things that maybe something that can help that person.
Right.
That's
right.
What I was looking for, you know, sometimes.
Yeah. I think it's truly about being able to look at another person just as ourself. In other words, you're kind of opening yourself up to say, how can we touch them on a deeper level? That's really what your stories are truly about, too, is what is a deeper level of our existence? In other words, it's not about how many bows or how many packages, and then they set them to the side. It's about being able to say, how can we just touch their hearts and souls? Sometimes, you know, just as you share in your book, again, your book is Christmas Stories and More by E.C., it's about giving a handshake and saying Merry Christmas. I mean, look at the elderly population now. You know, we say many times is that many elders report, they say to us, I haven't talked to anybody besides the mailman, you know, for maybe a year.
No, you're right.
You know?
Yeah. I think you're right. Those are the best gifts, probably, you know, smiling and being with another person, listening to another person, spending time with another person. To me, that's really the gifts of Christmas and all these holidays that we have and so forth, and should be our every day in our everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I mean, we all get locked into that. We only see the people we go to the grocery, to the convenience store and see those people. I go to FedEx and the people there, you know.
Right.
But that's still part of people and still part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you're right. I mean, that's really where it's at. It's different than all the honors one has in life, all the trophies that you have and all the things that you have. When it boils down to it, I think most everybody says that. It's your people, your relationships, your the people you're with, you know. And
mm-hmm.
It may not be family, because sometimes it's not always good, you know, and stuff. But there's some person in your life that you care about, and they care about you a little bit. So, anyhow.
Right. You know, it's interesting when I look back on my time within the Catholic Church, and I can distinctly remember when it started to cut things off and we stopped engaging in church. That was when the AIDS epidemic came up, you know.
Right.
And if you can remember back that far, that was when people said, we don't touch anyone in church. You know, watch where you're kneeling, watch what you're putting your hands on. And it really caused a lot of paranoia and a lot of fear among people, where people started to put up walls saying, others can harm us and hurt us, and they started to wall themselves off. I don't think we've quite gotten rid of that shield yet, because if we look at it a few decades after that, then it started to come up, you know, with the flu, you know. Oh, don't go to church, don't touch, don't breathe. You know, churches were closing, you know, because we have too much flu around us. And it's always this stuff that's outside of us. Yet we are missing our connection to God or others in the process. Don't you think it's really, in other words, how many layers are we going to keep creating on ourselves anymore? Don't you think?
No, sure, you're right. I mean, when you take away those layers, then we can see God. And
mm-hmm.
we can see
right.
God in other people. And those layers are basically our self-will, you know,
yeah.
our ego and so forth. One thing I read last night in a man named Eknath S. Warren, he's from India, but he went to a Catholic high school. And so he kind of brings the teachings of the East and the West together. And he talked about different veils, you know, and you lift the veil,
right.
you might see God. Well, his point was that sometimes those veils are over us, and we have different, like you say, layers and different.
Right.
And the way we do that is putting others first. In other words, diminishing our will, our self-will, and doing for others. You know, dying to self and living for others, as they say in church. I'm Catholic, and I'm 72,
mm-hmm.
and I know that in the church, it sometimes it's perfunctory. When you say the peace be with you, and so forth, and sometimes people hold hands during the Our Father, and some people don't, you know. And but I've been going lately to a Spanish Mass at LSU, and there's a couple there that holds hands during the Our Father, and they connect with everybody else in the church if they can, people next to them, and many of those people or hold hands like that, and it's fantastic. It's better. It's especially there are people sometimes like me, we're not married or something like that. We don't have that touching that married people have. Sometimes you need it in a wholesome way. You know, I think it's a good backlog now with all the sex business and stuff. It's kind of backlogged, but within a wholesome relationship. One priest said, "And work for wholesome relationships." You know, and but anyhow, that touching, that holding hands or so forth, is very important. And it's also this business, like you said, the more what it is we put up these barriers. And during Christmas time, I think we stop for a minute. That's why probably people like Christmas so much, because we stop, we let go of our barriers a little bit. We open the door for another person. We say a hello or Merry Christmas for a minute. And that's probably why some of us maybe it's kind of tough when Christmas is over with. It's kind of like when you're in love and you really love that person, and then you fall out of love, or part of it is probably that feeling that you're opening up to all people. In the whole world, you know, it's just, and that's really what it's about. I think some of it, you know, part of my business on the Christmas stories business was that Jesus helps come and help reconnect us back to God, and that inside of us there's love, and whatever religion you are, but there's deep down inside of there's love, and we have different layers, and if we can get back to what's really deep down inside of us, and Jesus helps like hold a flashlight showing us a way to get back to God, a way to connect back to God, and it's just a beginning. Christmas is a beginning, and then it unfolds throughout the year. You have Lent and so forth, you know, so it unfolds all year long. So Christmas is kind of like every day in a way. It's an unfolding, but I think part of, like you said, what happens at Christmas, we stop for a minute and let go of some of that stuff and our stuff, and we're a little more kinder to people.
It's about being able to open your heart, too.
Sure,
what Christmas is about, opening the heart.
Sure it is.
But once you open your heart, it's almost like your soul can ignite. And I think that's where a lot of times people will say, you wish that Christmas would last forever. Well, you know, I grew up in the Northeast, and Christmas was a season. It was not a day, you know. In other words, it lasted from, you know, late October all the way until the end of January. And it was a season more in which you were able to have that feeling for a little bit longer. I think sometimes, just as you said, you know, people are really craving and feeling disconnected from the humans that walk amongst the earth. And I notice now is that, you know, after Katrina here in New Orleans, you know, so many churches have closed. People don't go to church anymore, and they're truly shutting themselves off from a lot of people. Don't you think now more than ever it's what we truly need, but now more than ever we're even farther away from it than we've ever been?
Oh, yeah. If we could somehow see that God is in each person, you know, and God's inside of us, and then therefore we're all connected. We're all part of the human race. We're all we're all children of God. And if we saw that, then we'd treat each other better, I think. If we saw that God is present inside that person, that God is present in the nature, that God's present everywhere, and we treated people and treated nature like that, it would be a lot, probably less murders, less wars and things like that, you know?
Right, because people wouldn't feel so lost. Like they're many times people will say to me, I feel like I'm walking in a desert. Like I don't even feel anything, or even I don't know what the word feeling means. I think sometimes we say, what will it take to bring you back to feeling again. And in your book, you share so many stories about being able to see icons, or you see messages, or you see symbols in your stories that bring you back. Like when you spoke about the couple and their name was Teresa and Francis, you know,
right.
St. Teresa and St. Francis.
Right.
So I think it's truly about, can we see the small symbols that God may be presenting in front of us and say, thank you, and know that's a connection with God? Or do we just keep buzzing through our days and times and say, oh, it's all about me and I didn't get it yet, right?
Right. If we can stop and see the beauty that's right before us,
mm-hmm.
and maybe those symbols, like you said, are pointing our way back to God.
Right.
They're like fingers pointing our way back to God. And stop and see the beauty that's right in our lives, right before us, and the people before us, and in nature, and stop and see and be grateful for what we have in our life right now. The little things that we have in our life right now. I mean, last week I was kind of dulling out, and so I began to think more like that. I needed to be grateful for that which is in my life right now, and look for little bitty glimpses. So if we're lucky, we can see little bitty glimpses of God in nature, in a beautiful flower, inside of a person, the way a person acts or something like that. And
right.
That's good. That's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes we struggle and believe that it has to be something else. Society tells us that, so other people do too, is that you need to have more money, you need to have your bills paid easier, you need to have da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And in essence, what that's really saying is that we're always in a constant status of lack. We don't have that which is always out there, and we believe. And I think truly what the path to God is about is that we have all that we need. We can feel it more from the inside, and it isn't about a journey outward. It's about
right.
a journey
it's
inward.
Yeah. Inside. In a,
yeah.
And helping to let go of some of that stuff
mm-hmm.
and see what's really important
mm-hmm.
And letting that love that's inside emerge and bloom,
right.
you know. And our churches help us connect, and they do help us socially too. I go to church in the morning. I go to mass. It's the best thing I do in my life lately.
Mm-hmm.
And the people there, you know, being there, they help give me some kind of connection to other people too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides, I mean, I went there. I think I needed to be there to be nearer to God. I needed Father Ton said, what are you doing here? I said,
right.
well, Father, about a week ago I was in the hospital, so I figured I better come back. So, but, you know, my deal right now is to be just to be nearer to God and that respect. And but our churches do help us. You know, our organizations do help us to be connect to other people, you know. And it's, yeah, and we need that. We need that. It's part of life.
Let's talk for a second, Eugene, about when we connect at Christmas time, what is the gift of where we are and how we share it with others? Just as you shared your stories with your loved ones at the holiday time, I think sometimes we say, oh, those are old stories, those don't mean anything. But really, when we create them in reflection of our life, that's really where the gems are, don't you think?
Yeah, sure. I think we realize them. We realize what Christmas is, or these words. One, if you write your own story, we all have a chance to write our own story on life. We can
mm-hmm.
change. And when we write these stories, then it might mean more to us. But also, I think as we go through our life, the words sometimes mean more. Especially, I think, if you study, if you work at it a little bit, you know, the words in church, we've heard them all the time, but they sometimes mean more. The words on the radio mean more. And so, I get, you know, most everything in the world has been written before. It's sometimes a matter of realizing it, you know.
Right.
You know, someone tell me what, most of all the music has been done. It's a matter of uncovering it. So some of this book that I write about is a little bit about uncovering that which is inside of us. But it does help to write one's own story. It does help to reflect on these words. It does help sometimes to study other disciplines like Chinese philosophy or this Indian or something. It sometimes gives you a different angle at your religion, at yourself. But I think what happens is we go through life, and as our life changes, sometimes these words mean something. One time this priest, Father said, talked about giving this homily for Christmas every year. And he said, you know, he was worried about giving this homily, and he realized that it's the same story every year, but it changes because we change. So we have a different meaning for it, in a way, for it, because we changed. We're older, we are different, and so forth. So sometimes, you know what I mean? The words are the same, but yet you sometimes see it differently, probably with our what we're experiencing in our lives.
Absolutely. Eugene, you also wrote a book, Figuring Out Something, by EC. And I think truly what your book is about being able to share your thoughts for a moment and being able to share how you connect with God, how you see God, but also, too, how you see your life. Because sometimes it might not be a great day. It may be a good day. It might be something that you say, this is perhaps something I need to be able to work through here. Isn't that truly what we're saying? Because sometimes we say we're always looking for the perfection so others can see it. But sometimes we really want to hear what's coming from inside. Like on one page it says, stop and appreciate the people in my life now. And that's it. And it's like, hey, I need to stop and do this.
Right.
And that's important, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that book is like a lot of my books are writing, trying to figure out what's important in life and to keep my eye on that. And I think a lot of times the stories that I write about and the quotations that I hear and I write down and I put in these books, they're coming through my life. I think God puts those things through my life, you know.
Right.
God brings certain people through our life at certain times. God, there's a reason you and I are here right now at this moment.
Right.
There's a reason when we go to church that we are all together with those people there. There's a reason we go to the country corner and we're having coffee that we're all there at that moment. For some reason, there's a reason. And so I think a lot of times God brings these stories through me to help me keep on the straight and narrow path.
Right.
You know what I mean? To help me and to help figure these things out a little bit. And there was a book, I don't know if you read this book, I think it's called The Magic, and it was this lady, and her deal was to write what you're grateful for today, you know, and she had different topics, and what are you grateful for in your life as far as your work? What are you grateful for in your life as far as your family, as far as money, and just different things, you know, and one of the things that keeps coming back when I write this in the morning sometimes, what am I grateful for in my life right now? I write a page, and a lot of times what I know is that it's the people I met during that day.
Right.
You know, that were
right.
Nice to me, or, you know, for one moment, you know, someone working at FedEx, someone working, you know, in something like that. So.
Right. Because it isn't always about the outside things that we acquire, you know, to have that feeling. It's about how we connect with other human beings, and that's truly where you're being guided, yes?
Yeah, and just realizing that's really one of the most things that when we value is that's really, it seems to be one of the things that I keep valuing, and it probably, it's being said in other places, I've heard that's some of the things you really care about, your people, the people in your lives.
Do you think, Eugene, that Christmas stories, they always have to have the same type symbolism as the story of Jesus, or can they be something that is evolving with where you are in life, or sometimes within your religion or your families? I think sometimes a story can evolve, and what's really important is about being able to share the stories, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And think about it. We always have Christmas stories about snow and sleds and things like that, you know, where a lot of us don't live in that kind of
right.
What about someone from the Philippines?
Yeah.
They don't ever see snow and you know, white Christmas and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
So their experiences of Christmas must be different, you know.
Yeah.
And also Christmas is evolving. It's just not one day. I mean, it unfolds each day of the year, the Christmas story, you know, it unfolds, but it also probably is unfolding right now. Jesus' story is unfolding right now in us, in all of us, you know, so it probably is, and it's probably, like you said, it's more meaningful anyhow to what was in one's life, one's own personal life, probably. You know.
Right. Do you think it's also, too, about the story of rebirth? In other words, no matter where you are in life, you can start to connect to it. In other words, no matter how many missteps you've had, no matter how many holes you've dug yourself out of, no matter how many times you have hit the wall, hurt yourself, maybe hurt others, there's always redemption. There's always being able to create yourself again. Don't you think Christmas is really reminding you of that?
Yeah.
It's almost like you look back on the year and you say, I can do it. I can do it. I know I can do it. And it's about rebirth?
Yeah, I think so, too. And forgiveness. And,
yeah.
And sometimes we need to forgive in order to be connected and back to other people. But it's also, think about Jesus. He came to die for the ones who were sinners. So, like, you know, he didn't come for the self-righteous, and maybe it's a rebirth. Yes, I mean, and think about it like in you know, what's after Christmas? Okay, you have when the three kings came,
right?
And you have the king cake, and inside mm-hmm. that cake is baby Jesus, and the colors of the king cake,
right?
Green and purple and gold. Well, green is about birth, about, you know, the spring is coming around. But it's different than maybe just trying to make a standard. Maybe you keep working with the ingredients. You keep with yourself. You keep working, yes. But instead of being to get to a standard, maybe you're loving, you love people the way you can, the best you can. I mean, you work with the ingredients that you got and
yeah.
the ingredients that life brings you. And you work to do the best you can to turn them into a good meal. You know?
Yes. And it truly, I think, Eugene, what we're really talking about is being able to open your heart each and every day to be able to see life, love, and God in every moment that might show up for you. And to understand at the end of the day that you're truly blessed and loved by all. Don't you think that's the message?
Yeah. And if you see life and love in every person too, that we open our hearts to all people,
right?
And that's very important right now today.
Yeah.
And that's so important, and into nature, into the trees and the birds, and too, like you said, that we too are loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another part of the ingredient. You're Robbie. You're right. That's very important too.
Yeah, it's truly, we don't want to feel as if we exist, you know, without it, because truly it's what keeps us going. It keeps us on this earth, and it keeps us being able to feel and sense just to know that, you know what, all's going to be well, right? Absolutely. Well, Eugene, it was such a pleasure to speak with you today, because I think sometimes we just need a reality check, maybe a mental check, maybe a soul check. And truly, that's what we did today. So I thank you so much. Can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about your work?
Sure. My books are, most of them are through iUniverse.com. And my name is Eugene St. Morton Jr. And you can Google that, or Amazon.com, or Audible. Many of my books have been made into audio books, The Christmas Stories and Figuring Out Something by a young actor named Tom Bauer, and he's did a beautiful job, and they're very beautiful. For some reason, the stories are beautiful when he reads them, or if we take a book and read the stories out loud ourselves. That's
right.
Very interesting. And some of the books I write, you can just open it up and read where it is. You don't have to read from the beginning to end.
Right.
You know, so... So, but that's all. I appreciate being able to write the stories, and I appreciate y'all listening to it a little bit. So.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it very much.
If you'd like to find out more information about Eugene St. Martin, Jr., please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page, and you go directly to the link to find out more information about his work. And as Eugene and I have both shared, it's about being able to reach out, touch with your heart and your soul, or your hands, or your thoughts to others. Connect with others, see the love of God in all that's around you, and be able to say thank you, and all is well. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.